And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
On today's show, Nikola Jokic adds to his MVP story in a way only Jokic can, the Suns are in the playoffs, and Julius Randle and his Knicks finish off an incredible month. You're an inspiration, Julius Randle. Everyone can get better at their job. It was a 10-game night. I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Thursday, April 29th. Good morning, everybody. It's been a long time since anyone can say these words. The Phoenix Suns are in the playoffs. For the first time since when they had a point guard with long, floppy hair passing to everyone in 2010. It was the NBA's second longest playoff drought. We'll tell you the first a little bit later. Last time the Suns were in the playoffs, their starting center DeAndre Ayton was 11 years old. Two-time All-Star Devin Booker is in for the first time in his six-year career. The Suns took care of the Clippers on Wednesday. And the best example of the Chris Paul and Coach Monty Williams effect the Suns have been feeling all season on this particular night was Frank Kaminsky coming off the bench. He was out of the rotation for weeks, but because of a couple injuries, stayed ready, at one point dropped seven straight Suns points of his 13 overall. Everyone shows up to be accountable. That's the Chris Paul and Monty way. You got no choice. And CP3 was dominant in this one, 10 of 15 shooting, 28 points overall, as he tries to win a couple playoff series like Steve Nash did the last time they were in the playoffs. Last time the Suns danced, Chris Paul was only 24 years old. Now he's a spry 35-year-old. The win also gave the Suns some breathing room in the 2 seed as the Clippers have been nipping at their heels. Speaking of playoff positioning, the champs are going to start the playoffs on the road, most likely. Lakers visiting the Warriors on Wednesday. The Wizards got back on the winning side of things after having their 8-game streak snapped. Bradley Beal had 27. Most of the talk surrounding the Wizards' recent surge is about Russell Westbrook triple-doubling all over the place, but Beal is shooting nearly 50, 40, 90 in April. That's good. Westbrook did continue his triple-doubling, 18 points, 18 rebounds, 14 assists. The Wizards are now 8-2 against the top five teams in the West, the Lakers, Jazz, Suns, Clippers, and Nuggets. That's why I'm very pumped about them being in the play-in tournament. They will put up a valiant effort in a one-game or two-game situation if they survive the first. In this game, Waterbug point guard listed at 6 foot. Right. Ish Smith got a rare dunk. He didn't have one the last two seasons. Thanks, Fred Katz, for that stat. But that dunk was upstaged by Rui Hachimura's huge jam all over Anthony Davis. Oh my, that one will be an NFT. No funging that one. What? Anthony Davis had his biggest scoring night in game number 4 since returning, though, for the Lakers. A little bright spot. He had 24 points. LeBron is still out with that high ankle sprain. He has missed 20 games now. The Lakers are 8-12 without him. Probably a little better than expected. LeBron still has 10 games to come back and be ready for the postseason, and he will have to be ready for that first series. In the West, it's no joke. Whether they're playing the Denver Nuggets or the Clippers, they're going to finish 5th or 6th in the West because it would take both a miracle and collapse for LA to catch Denver in 4th. They're basically locked into starting the playoffs on the road. They could be the repeat champions starting on the road like the Houston Rockets of 94 and 95, as Trey Kirby pointed out. No dunks. That's their aspiration anyway. Pelicans, Nuggets. Let's just jump to the end of the game. This is the Jokic story, baby. Nuggets up 9 with 52 seconds left. Pelicans with a furious comeback. Denver turning it over all over the place, including Jokic tossing away an inbounds pass up 2 with 9 seconds left. Pels have it. Brandon Ingram drove the lane easily and found the man who marks his territory like no one else in Zion Williamson underneath. Zion went up for a dunk. He's going to dunk it right at Zion Williamson. No, Jokic swiped it away so nonchalantly like only Jokic can. And then the look on Jokic, yeah, whatever, no big deal. I saved the game. It's his world. We're just living in it this season. Jokic, 32 points, 8 assists, 3 blocks. The Nuggets' fairy tale post-Jamal Murray injury run lives on here. Michael Porter Jr., 28. Facundo Campazzo, 3 straight threes down the stretch on his way to a career-high 19 points. And Aaron Gordon did a nice job on Zion. Williamson averaged 34.5 in 2 games against the Nuggets this season. But that was before they acquired Aaron Gordon. Williamson held to 21 in this one. And it's getting closer to ending Zion Williamson's playoff hopes here in year 2 for him. The Pelicans are 4 back of the 10th-seeded Warriors for the play-in tournament spot. But they do have 3 more games against the Golden State Warriors here in the last 10 games for the Pelicans. So there is hope. Bulls-Knicks, this is another great story this season. The Knicks got back on the winning side of things after having their 9-game win streak snapped. Julius Randle is absolutely incredible. The lefty lined up long two after long two, like he was in an empty gym, just stepping into it. But of course there's a hand in his face, because he wasn't doing a ton of shaking guys in this game, but he still got off his shots, and they still go down. Then he gets to his favorite spot, what I see as the Kevin Durant spot, right side of the hoop by the baseline, 15 feet away, and Julius Randle floats out of bounds and buries the shot, looking Kevin Durant-esque. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that, but whatever. He's doing it from the same spot. Randle had 34. The shot's going down. His 7th 30-point game in April. Incredible. But it was a 1-point game going into the 4th. And rookie Emmanuel quickly had an 11-point 4th. And the Knicks ended up blowing out the Bulls. Tom Thibodeau plays rookies and kept quickly engaged despite him losing some opportunities to Derrick Rose. Even a Tibbs smile on Wednesday night. What a season for the Knicks. The Knicks completed a 5-1 homestand. Now they go out on the road for a 6-game trip, trying to hang on to home court advantage in the Eastern Conference playoffs. They sit 4th with the Hawks, Celtics, and Heat lurking. Let's talk about those teams lurking. The Celtics home to the Hornets. Hey, the Celtics were alive. This team is comedy. In the dark sense of the word when we're talking about NBA teams, because a night after letting a team, yes, let a team snap a 14-game losing streak against them, they came out and hammered the Hornets. Jaylen Brown came out and outscored the entire Hornets team in the first quarter, 2019, for himself. Brown asked for his team to play with a sense of urgency following the embarrassing loss to OKC the night before. And I think Boston's first-round pick, Aaron Nesmith, exemplified that sense of urgency. The 6'5 mid-round rook, that's probably best known for hitting all over half of his threes in his final season at Vanderbilt, did it all versus Charlotte. Aaron Nesmith had a beauty finish in the lane, had a putback dunk, had 3 blocks, 3 steals, 9 boards, and was the perfect support as the third leading scorer to Brown and Jason Tatum with 15 points. Tatum returned after a 1-game absence to drop 35 himself. Get ready for some dark, sad comedy in the Celtics' next game, Friday versus San Antonio. The Heat also lurking. They hosted the Spurs. Major Heat production. Major Heat energy. 5 guys with 18-plus. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, a returning Kendrick Nunn, Goran Dragic, and newly signed Dwayne Dedmon with a pleasantly surprising 18 off the bench and a misspelled jersey on his back. It read, Dead Man, and not Dead Mon. Dead Man, Dead Mon. Vice versa. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra got his 600th regular season win, only the 6th coach in NBA history to do it with one franchise. Spoelstra's Hall of Fame career kind of flies under the radar because of the talent he's had in Miami, but it's beginning to become common speak in the NBA. Congrats to Spo. Blazers, Grizzlies. After losing 5 straight, the Blazers have found a little groove. They win with offense. That's what this team with the 29th worst defense does. And after their offense produced Tuesday against the Pacers, it appeared as though their game just carried on the next night because they walked into Memphis and poured it on the Grizzlies from the beginning. Pour some offense on me. Yeah, too far. 74 in the first half for the Blazers. 5 guys with 15 plus, 3 guys with 20 plus overall, dropping 130 on the Grizz. This was the third time the two teams had faced off in 6 days, so Portland had to beat Memphis once. Despite that 5-game losing streak, the Blazers do have hope to catch Dallas for 6th, and in doing so, avoid the play-in tournament. Hawks, Sixers, blowout. The 76ers have followed the Nets, and clinched a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. They beat the Hawks by 44 points. The Hawks hit a third of their shots. That's bad. Scoring only 83 following their season worst 86 on Monday. Big part of that, no Trae Young. He didn't play. But he got a tech from the bench. That's heart, baby. Also, no Bogdan Bogdanovic. A sore hammy. Not a tight hammy, but a sore one. That's probably better than a tight one. Philadelphia played with its full starting lineup. Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and Danny Green for just the 25th time this season. The Sixers are 21-4 in those games. Brooklyn up one on the 76ers for the one seed in the East. And as Ben Simmons said, they want that number one spot. We got a race here. Jazz, Kings. Utah plowed the Kings by 49 points. The owners of the longest playoff drought, the Sacramento Kings, are not giving up that crown this season. And our final game on the evening, Magic Cavs. This is what I have to report from this game. Cole Anthony is always going to look cool flying to the hoop and hitting a shot to end a game. He sealed it. He's got that hair flowing behind him, looking great. Hopefully the Magic season gets better next year. Hopefully this is a low point for them as they have tried to get worse. The Magic did beat the Cavs in that game. Kevin Love was 2 of 11 in his first game since being mad with not being, not getting a call, I should say, you know, just throwing it back in. He's since apologized for that spat. Don't apologize, Kevin Love. You're angry. Own it. That's fine. All right. That is it for me. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Thursday. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. I'll be back on Friday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. I'll talk to you then.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.